When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Jimmy Rollins, former shortstop of the Phillies, joins us. You'll see a lot of him coming up here on TBS as the playoffs roll. Jimmy? J-Roll, how are you, my man?
I am well. I'm excited about what's happening in baseball. Game one was probably the best game of the year with everything on the line. Seeing my guy Lindor once again prove why he should probably be the NL MVP. I know everybody's up on Shohei. But, man, you're talking about value. We're not talking about outstanding. We're talking about value. But I'm also excited for this AL matchup, which we'll be covering on TBS. There's a lot going on. And honestly, I'll just throw this out there because I sent it to our group chat. I think the wild card series should be played the way this series is right here. It should be a doubleheader on the first day. If there's a sweep, the team earns their day off. If not, then you get that next day. And that way, the strategy and how do you manage, you know, games now that the NL is no longer with the DH. Now that the game is no longer with the pitcher hitting, it's all DH. I think that adds some strategy. You're talking about one exciting day potentially of baseball around the league.
You.
And with that said, hello, my friend.
you want ultimate chaos. I gotta ask you a little bit. You threw it out there. Educate us on the Lindor Ohtani MVP conversation, because this it seems like a foregone conclusion that everybody is saying Ohtani. You're making a case for Lindor.
So, Ohtani, what he did, 50-50, 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases. He only affects one side of the baseball, and you could call it bias. The same way I don't feel a pitcher should win MVP. I don't care what they do. They should be Cy Young. That's your MVP for that. A position player affects the ball every day on both sides of the ball. And Ohtani, he's only affecting on the offensive side. And, you know, can a DH win MVP? There's arguments because I don't think it's happened. And we've had some great DHs, and Ohtani seems to be an exception. You know, they've already made a rule change for him that way he can pitch and hit and right. Do everything else you can. So I get it, and I get the hype around Shohei, and I love Shohei. I was there. I got his rookie card. I know that thing is up in value, so I appreciate you, Shohei. But was, as we talk about value to a team, the Mets are not there in this position today and didn't clinch today without Lindor, and he proved it, in my opinion, with that big two-run home run and the top of the ninth. Without that, they're not there. They're playing for their lives right now in game two, but instead they're on. Now, he's been through injuries, and right now he's battling through injuries, and we're talking about value. We're an outstanding player. Shohei Ohtani is the most outstanding player in the game this year. What he's done is outstanding. But value to the success of your team, there's no way the Mets are there without Lindor, and that's why it's called the most valuable player. And that's where I give him the value award.
Consider everyone listening educated. Let's talk a little bit about this doubleheader. There's a lot of conversations about it being fair, unfair. I know I come from the standpoint of, you know, you take care of business, you're not in this situation. Now, weather is what caused this game to be pushed to this point. Do you see some unfairness involved in this this doubleheader here today?
No, not at all. Not at all. I personally, I love it just for the excitement. It is going back to when we had the one game play-in and baseball was a buzz. You had one day of just chaos. That was like our Super Bowl. You sat there and somebody was going home, and somebody was going on. And today you kind of get that, feel again, and we can't control the weather. They've looked at the schedule and you've been through, you look at the schedule and you look at, common days off. And you try to figure it out. But it just so happened to be this is a very unusual situation. And for the game itself, I love it. I mean, the excitement of today. And it isn't about fair or unfair, and I'm with you. If you handle your business over 162, you avoid being in a situation. But if you are in a situation, you ask those guys on the field, they don't care. It's what do we need to do to get in? And that's all you care about.
Talking to Jimmy Rollins here. He is an analyst for TBS heading into the playoffs. And you just talked about how you don't think a pitcher can win an MVP. So I'm going to go towards Rookie of the Year, because I personally think that Paul Skeens is going to win just because of how things have been going as of late with the media coverage. But who do you think should win National League Rookie of the Year, Jackson Merrill or Paul Skeens?
I think Jackson should win. I understand that Paul Skeens, and this is separate from, you know, value to a team, because what Paul Skeens did was absolutely outstanding. I think he had a sub-2 ERA, 11-6 record or something like that. And that's outstanding. And that should be separate from the team, 100%. But it's hard in this situation to take a team that is as bad as the Pirates and a team that has been as successful as the Padres and the role that Jackson has played in that team. Big hits with two outs, big grand slams, plays a good defense, and is a key component to their success. And like both of them, one was in college last year, and he's in the big leagues. The other was in A-ball, and he's finding himself in the playoffs. So it's tough. And I do agree with the hype around Paul Skeens starting the All-Star game. All the success that he had, it's hard to not say he isn't the Rookie of the Year. But by that same token, I think it's the same with Jackson Merrill. And maybe it's a co-Rookie of the Year situation. Mm-hmm. I don't think that any of them deserve to lose it. And they both deserve to win it. And I tell you one thing, I'm glad I don't have a vote.
No doubt. Jimmy Rollins joins us, TBS analyst. One of the best I've ever had the privilege of playing against and playing with. Jimmy, you had a lot of playoff ABs experience. Just take us through the difference. I know in my three at-bats of experience on the playoff stage, the one thing that stood out to me was the heightened focus all the way around. Talk about, you know, what it's like stepping in the box in the playoffs versus during the regular season.
There is a different focus. I mean, even from the umpires. And I'll start from the back of it. The umpires actually call a true strike zone. They start caring less about a quest tech, and it's like, this is a strike, this is a ball, and it becomes more definitive because you're not trying to get through 162. If it's a four-hour game, then so be it, and I think the umpires appreciate that. But each bat means more. Each at bat means more. This at bat can win the game. And it's the same during the season, albeit, but winning a game in a playoff means you're one game closer to the next level, one game closer to raising that trophy and have a parade down your respective Broad Street. And that's where the heightened focus comes in. What needs to get done? You know, what pitches can I do damage with? You start paying more attention to that. What are the pitcher's tendencies? You start paying more attention to that. Runners in scoring position, this is what this guy likes to do. Run scoring position, this is what I typically do. Do I change that? Because there are no secrets. I can't surprise them unless I do something different. But as a hitter, you have to remember the pitchers don't all of a sudden invent pitches, all of a sudden throw harder. Everything remains the same. It's just more emphasis on the result of the at-bat. And that's where I think, you know, you can see people fold under pressure or step up and meet the challenge.
Talking to Jimmy Rollins here, and yes, Tony was right. He does have a lot of postseason experience. He's played in 50 postseason games, so that's a lot. And I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on the Padres heading into the playoffs as they stand right now. They have been incredible since the All-Star break. They're continuing to win. What do you think their chances are here in the playoffs?
The Padres are a scary team. I think everybody in the NL has to have their eyes on the Padres just because the way they've played with their revamped bullpen, what Luis Arias is able to do at the top of that lineup. They're no longer a one-trick pony just licking and to drive the ball out the yard. They have an all-around game. So I really, really, really like the Padres as a team to get to the NLCS. They've proven that they can play with the Dodgers. They've done it before. They've knocked them out. And if I'm anybody in the NL, I'm saying to myself, we have to have a lead before the sixth inning because it goes back to what Cleveland did way back in 2016. They will shore game up. They have that type of bullpen.
Jimmy, I noticed you said the NLCS, and on the other side of the bracket is some alum for you in the Philadelphia Phillies. They've played pretty good baseball for most of the year. They've kind of slowed down here on the back half. Now, that could be because they had such a comfortable lead. They certainly have had their nicks and bruises. Is there any concern about your flying Phils?
As of September, no. August, I was definitely scared. It's like, what's going on, guys? And, yeah, a lot of it does come from when you have a nice, comfortable lead. You're looking ahead. You can't help but look ahead because you know what's out there. They've been to the World Series and lost. They've been to the NLCS and lost. And you're kind of chomping at the bit, just wanting the season to be over so we can go ahead and get to the playoffs and give ourselves a chance to win the World Series again. But, you know, they had some wake-up calls. They had some injuries. Guys had some great first halves and kind of came back to earth, I guess, the second half. Alvarado, I think, has a 4 ERA, which isn't typical for him. Bryce battling through things, but Castellanos completely turned it around his first half to second half.
Yeah.
Schwarber's been Schwarber all year long. So they have all the pieces. Nola, he's a big game pitcher. Wheeler, he's up there for Cy Young. Ranger, they got him back. So if he's healthy and pitches healthy, like mentally and physically, he'll be great. But he's also a big game pitcher, and he doesn't, you know, shy up in the moment. It's almost like he goes the opposite way.
Yeah.
So they have the pieces. They have the experience. It's about everything coming together at the right time because we know the best team doesn't always win. A good team will win, and a team that's hot will beat anybody in the world.
We're talking to Jimmy Rollins here on 97.3 The Fan, and MLB Network put out a list of the top five people that have the most pressure heading into the playoffs, and Bryce Harper was on that list. And so I thought it was kind of strange that he would be on that list, but what do you think it would mean for Bryce Harper to go out and win a World Series? Do you think it would alleviate pressure, or what are your thoughts on him?
Well, I mean, there's pressure to winning, period. Let's just start there. And it doesn't matter what uniform, which name is on the back or the front, there's pressure to winning. That's what we play the game for. It's a game that we grew up, and we put that pressure on ourselves since the time we were 4 or 5 years old. Saying it's 3-2 count and you're trying to throw a strike or you're trying to get that hit, that pressure's been there. So that's something that we live with. But outside of that, pressure is what you make it. Somebody has to win, somebody has to lose. And you're always saying, I'm the one that's going to win. And if you say you're going to win, you don't feel the pressure because you'll do whatever it takes to win. And also, baseball is not a individual game. Bryce can't hit every time. He can't pitch every time. He can't be there to make every single play. He has his moments. And as long as he's doing his job and inspiring his teammates to be better, there's nothing more that he can do. The results you live with, obviously, he wants to win. He wants a championship. Big money and a big marketing came there to win a championship. I'm sure he's feeling, you know, a way about the Nationals winning when he left. But with all that being said, if Bryce shows up and everybody does their part, because the big guys, you know, they're going to have their moments. It's going to be, I hate to say the role players, there's no such thing. It's going to be the non-superstars that are going to be the ones that contribute the most, because if you they're doing their job, they're going to have to see the big guys in the lineup. They're going to have to see Schwarber, Turner, and Bryce. But if the quote-unquote role players aren't, then we can work around the big guys.
Yeah, that's when it gets thick, when the guys who the non-stars are doing their job. That's when these teams are at their best. Jimmy, as always, man, appreciate you coming on. We look forward to listening to and laughing because you guys got a good group on TBS. We're looking forward to it all, my man. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.